This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The European Union is slapping Microsoft with a $732 million fine today. The EU says Microsoft did not live up to its promise to offer Windows users a choice of web browsers. The EU's competition chief told reporters today that he hopes the decision will make companies think twice before, quote, neglecting their duty to ensure strict compliance, end quote. Well, here in this country, BNSF Railway is about to announce a new experiment. It's going to try running some of its locomotives on natural gas this year instead of diesel. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
BNSF is a freight railway. It hauls things like grain and oil from North Dakota. Now, ironically, its trains may use natural gas to haul that oil. The reason? Gas is cheap. How cheap? I asked Lou Pularisi, president of the Energy Policy Research Foundation.
The natural gas, when converted to a liquid, would be substantially cheaper, I would say, probably less than half. But that is not the whole cost.
What Pularisi means is BNSF will have to shell out some cash to retrofit its locomotives to run on gas. It'll need special tanker cars and fuel depots. But David Kotak of Cumberland Advisors says it'll be worth the investment. He expects natural gas prices to be low for decades. In fact, he says truckers will be tempted to try natural gas, especially if the railway's experiment goes well.
Start with rail, add an engine, change train, change a system. The next one looks at you and says, I'm going to do that too.
Kotak says the trucking business faces more hurdles. For starters, there aren't natural gas pumps at many truck stops, but Kotak says that will eventually change. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.